This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Pipeline are being replaced and more than 170 connections to customer homes and businesses. Weather permitting, this phase of the project should be done by mid-July. For ongoing projects, a brief interruption of natural gas service is required while switching the individual services over to their new services just before the work is done. They'll relight natural gas appliances for customers as requested. More info at nowdecatur.com.
They are paying for what their son did. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Sentencing is this hour in Michigan for James and Jennifer Crumbly, the first parents held criminally responsible for a school shooting, convicted of involuntary manslaughter for not doing enough to treat their son's mental illness and providing the gun Ethan used to murder four classmates at Oxford High in 2021.
Prosecutors are seeking a sentence of up to 15 years for each parent, and they say the Crumblies have shown a, quote, chilling lack of remorse. The parents did stand trial separately, but they are expected to be sentenced together today. Mrs. Crumbly's attorney is asking for leniency. She's even offering to let her client live in her guest house instead of going to prison.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Ethan Crumbly is behind bars for life. Breaking news out of Ohio, a settlement in last year's firing toxic train derailment that still has residents of East Palestine concerned about contamination. Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay $600 million to residents who were part of a class action lawsuit. An 18-year-old from Idaho busted facing terror charges.
Court documents unsealed on Monday by the Department of Justice say Alexander Mercurio was one day away from a planned attack on churches in his hometown of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, when he was arrested on Saturday. Mercurio is accused of telling an FBI source that he wanted to kill as many people as possible, pledging his allegiance to the leader of ISIS.
Fox's Tanya G. Powers, a Trump setback in court before the former president's first criminal trial.
A New York appeals court judge rejecting the Trump legal team's request for a change of venue and an emergency stay to postpone the trial set to kick off next Monday. The defense arguing the former president faces real potential prejudice as a defendant in Democratic-leaning Manhattan.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the former president charged with falsifying records and hush money payments back in 2016 to keep quiet an alleged affair he denies. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
President Biden will host Japan's prime minister for a visit today. Actually, it's the next several days for talks that will include dealing with concerns about China. This the day after the president went to Wisconsin, a battleground state, in his rematch with former President Trump, offering to wipe out thousands of dollars in interest for millions of Americans dealing with student loan debt.
After President Biden's first student loan forgiveness plan was ruled unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court, the president selling a new plan that he told voters in Madison, Wisconsin Monday would ease student loan debt for millions, including interest rate relief and the elimination of certain student loans altogether.
Too many people feel the strain and stress, wondering if they're going to get married, have their first child, start a family. Because even if they get by, we still have this crushing debt.
The president's second student loan forgiveness push, with likely legal challenges, and amid polling that shows a major shift in the electorate, a weakness among Democrats for attracting younger voters. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are now rising modestly ahead of the opening bell this hour. March Madness ended last night the same way it did last year. Connecticut repeats as men's college basketball champs.
The Huskies pulled away from Purdue in the second half of Monday night's national championship game, beating the Boilermakers 75-60. It's the second straight national title for UConn, becoming the first team to repeat as champions since Florida did so in 2007, and UConn becomes just the ninth back-to-back champion of all time. During their 2024 NCAA tournament run, UConn was barely tested, with their smallest margin of victory coming against Alabama by 14 in the Final Four. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
South Carolina's win over Iowa for the women's national title Sunday was the most watched basketball game, men or women, college or pro, since 2019. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
At Brinkhotter Realtors, we understand that no two clients are the same, and neither are their goals. We believe in getting to know you, your needs, your preferences, and your lifestyle. Why? Because you deserve more than a home. You deserve a place where memories are made, relationships are cherished, and comfort is found. From the moment you step into our world, your dreams become our purpose, and your goals, our mission. Discover the difference at Brinkhotter Realtors. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 storm team forecast today. Partly sunny with a high near 68. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low around 47. For Wednesday, 50% chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy and a high of 68. Then Thursday, showers and a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 53 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:06.
Got a grant portal opening up. We're going to tell you all about it with the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation and Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union. We've also got some Cardinals tickets to give away. We got a lot to get to in the final hour. Tuesday, 8 o'clock, 9 hour starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a busy, busy day. I was looking at the weather. The next couple of days are not great, right? But then we have a really good streak of sunshine and warmer temperatures coming. That's weekend looks beautiful.
Yeah, it does.
Aren't there a lot of things going on?
Yeah, absolutely. And from all weekends moving forward, we're to that point.
Saturday, sunny, 74. Sunday, sunny, 78. Monday, sunny, 78. 78.
Not
yes,
bad.
I
not
know. Bad. I am ready for spring, for sure. We welcome back to the program. Look who was here.
Glowing. Happy to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Nick has become such a lifetime channel since becoming a father. Yes, Rachel, you're glowing. that's the cash you're looking at that they're going to be handing out soon. Well, congratulations and welcome back. Did you enjoy your time off?
I did. Yeah, I really took some time to disconnect from everything and just enjoy and soak up being a new mom and loved every minute. But I'm very happy to be back.
Rachel Moran from the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation and Jess Younghouse from Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union in studios here today. Now, I got to know, did Natalie bug you or were you pretty much bug free?
I was only bugged to get pictures of the baby.
Okay.
So, the good kind. Yeah. No, they were fine without me.
All right. Well, I don't know about that. I just know Missy was on a mission. And Natalie was very happy, on Saturday night that you were back. Congratulations. Once again, by the way, you can get the full story for the big event. That's what she said, Macon County, on Saturday. Like 600 people in attendance was a huge deal and, an overwhelming success for year one. But check it out. All right. So you guys, I guess maybe we should go back and explain the beginning of this before we talk about the very specific thing that we're talking about today. And Jess, you explained it last time you were here. You guys had some money come available, and I don't remember how.
Yeah, so just due to our partnership with Visa from years ago when we first started offering debit and credit cards, that was a partnership that we bought into, and shares became available for us to get rid of. We got rid of them and got paid for them. And so that left us with just under $500,000, and our board decided to round up and make it the even $500,000. And that's when we took it to the Community Foundation, with wanting to do stuff to better our community. And, the Community Foundation was happy to match that to give us our $1 million moving forward campaign.
Okay. Now, this consists of a lot of different sort of things under that $1 million canopy, right? Mm-hmm. And so today we're announcing that there's a new grant portal open, right? And what is this for?
Yeah. So the Community Works grant portal will open at 9 o'clock this morning. And this is to support projects and programs that support education, workforce development, and environmental sustainability.
Okay. So go through those one at a time for me. And give me some examples of what that might look like.
Yeah, so education-wise, that's super broad. I mean, really, that's any type of programming that your nonprofit or school might be doing, any supplies that you might need that support education. On the workforce development side, that may be an organization that's helping people find jobs in the community or giving them some type of job training skills so that they can be marketable in the community. And then environmental sustainability is really anything positively relating to the environment. So anything land use, protecting the environment, pollution, energy, community gardens, things like that. And if a nonprofit has a question on whether or not they think that their project fits, always reach out to us and we'd be happy to talk to them.
Okay, so this is a big chunk of the $1 million. We're talking about $400,000. Yeah. Now, what's the funding range?
The funding range starts at $10,000, and the highest grant will be $100,000.
Okay, so just so people know, right? I mean, this isn't a $500 request. There's a minimum of $10,000, a maximum of $100,000. You have to have a 501c3 status, right? and it's organizations in Macon, Piatt, or Moultrie counties, or Paris, Illinois.
Yep.
And those are, of course, your footprint as well, right?
That's what we serve, yep.
Okay. And then this opens at 9 a.m. today, closes on May 7th at 4:30, right? And then you'll be back like June 11th to announce the winner. So, I mean, it's a pretty tight timeline.
It is. Yeah, we usually do it that way. But, I mean, it always works out. And we don't like to make the nonprofits wait very long. But we have to give them enough time to complete the application and all that. But it always works out.
Yep. I sat on my first grant approval committee for our last set, and it was a lot to get through. And it was, you know, it was $300,000 less than what this one is. So I anticipate this one being intense.
All right. And then May, we'll start all over again with a whole new category, right? Or categories.
Yes, we'll do community arts and summer camp grants in May, and also emergency services.
All right. So this is a year full of just giving away money and supporting local groups. Now, the grant process, I think some people find that just the phrase daunting, right? But you guys make it super easy and work with people. I mean, they're not just left on their own to go someplace online. I mean, if they need help, you guys are there to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we try to make the application as easy as possible and only ask questions that the committee would need in order to make the best informed decision. So anytime a nonprofit has a question, we really want them to reach out because we don't want them to see it and be discouraged and just not apply.
Yeah, and you have the reputation of being super easy to work with. I mean, not everyone has that reputation, but you do, which is, I think, is helpful because sometimes people have a great cause and a great thing. It's just maybe it's hard to sort of like fit it into a spreadsheet or make it make sense. And you guys are looking to fund stuff that works. So make sure you reach out. What's been the reaction from all your fellow folks at the credit union and all your branches? Are they having fun being a part of all of this?
Absolutely. So we continuously get feedback from staff about, you know, volunteering is important to them, being involved in the community, not just from a financial services aspect, but really having an investment in making the community better is something that everybody has always really liked about Earth Mover. And that's really what makes Earth Mover stand out when people are looking for jobs and looking for a place to work. And so being able to have this for the community, but also have our staff be involved is just has been so, so wonderful on both sides of it.
Well, you know, there's so many ways in the community you can get involved, whether the Community Foundation, United Way, whatever it might be. There's something about having ownership. You know, it's nice to write a check, and everyone appreciates that. But being able to roll up your sleeves and sort of be a part of things does wonders for the morale of your business or your company.
Absolutely.
And particularly younger workers, you know, they want that, right? Yeah. I mean, it's something that they look for.
It's something they truly find value in. Like you said, not just that their company writes a check to an organization that they've maybe never heard of, but that they have the opportunity to get involved and get on the ground and make that organization function.
Then they become future leaders in the community.
That's exactly right.
See, it all works. Why can't everyone get this? I'm glad that we have the folks who do, certainly starting with the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. Now, you had the photo backdrop at the theater on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Everybody's taking their runway shots, right? Yeah. You know, it's like the red carpet premiere. It's so much fun. It was such a great event.
Yep. And there's nothing I love more than the Earth Mover E in the background of a bunch of pictures. It's awesome.
It's smart. It's just smart. And they're happy pictures.
Yes, you know,
I've always said to people, it's like, okay, do you want to just like buy an ad that runs during like drive time? People are going home and they're mad at their job and hate the world. Or do you want to be in the middle of all the fun? Right?
You want in the fun.
Yeah. What was your reaction overall from the event Saturday?
So incredibly positive. I mean, people had so many wonderful things. And one of the things that we really heard a lot was it was such a great variety. Each speaker really talked about something different. So everyone in the audience had something to connect with. And I think that was a little bit different for everyone that was there. But people are already really excited for next year. And we're really happy with the response that we've received.
It's amazing. Just from a participant, as an observer, you know, some of these women, you know, we've met during the show, but I don't have any, you know, life connection with. And so I heard their stories for the first time. Some of these people I've known for 25 years and didn't know the story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was a sort of revealing across the board in a very positive, good way. And it was all very, very different.
Yeah, I especially thought that about when Stacy got up and spoke. It was so beautiful and such an amazing positive story of something that could have been so negative, and it just blew me away.
Yeah, same. Exact. Now, and there were more men there than I thought. I was kind of surprised. I'm not sure we get it, you know, the same way you get it or what the meaning of that is. I think everybody can get someone's story, you know, and be inspired by their story. But there was just a different energy in the audience for the women that were leaving the event because we were doing video reactions out in the lobby, just having people kind of like fresh, you know, right out of walking out of the theater, just talk to the camera about what they experienced. And I mean, person after person after person, it was pretty amazing to watch.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to go enjoy something. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to walk out of that thing you enjoyed being super inspired.
And that was the goal of the event, was to have women leave feeling inspired and just wanting to be the best version of themselves and just feel good. And I think we accomplished that.
Yeah, no doubt. Been a pretty good week. I don't think you guys can take credit quite for Iowa or Caitlin Clark, but it's been a pretty big week for women all the way around. All right. If folks want to get involved, they go to heartofillinois.org, right? /moving forward, starting at 9 a.m. The grant portal will be open. Now, it's not open for a long time. So they've got what, about a month?
Yeah, about 4 weeks to get their application in. And if they have any questions, feel free to reach out.
Okay, if you just go to the month of April, if you scroll down, you'll see the box for Community Works Grant Program has the $400,000 figure next to it, and it will give you the explanation and take you to the link to start filling out the paperwork. Now, you guys have grown a lot over the years, right? I mean, I didn't realize your footprint has gotten as big as it is.
Yeah, so started just serving Caterpillar, then Decatur, Macon County, and then in the 90s, we stretched out to the counties that touch us, so Macon, Moultrie, DeWitt, Piatt, Shelby. And then in 2017 is when we really expanded down more southeastern Illinois. We merged with Route 1 Credit Union in Paris, Illinois. So all the counties then between here and there, they're all part of our footprint now.
Yeah, it's amazing. And when you think about, 1956, I think is when the credit union opened.
1956, when the credit union opened.
Yeah, that's crazy for me to think that was like 10 years before I was born. I mean, it seems so long ago. But, you know, if you grew up in a Caterpillar family, I mean, you know, that was just sort of ingrained, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that was the beginning and then through a lot of it.
And so the credit union was in Caterpillar for 30 years,
before
functioning inside Caterpillar before we moved out to the branch that's on Route 48 now.
Dividend Drive.
Dividend Drive.
I love the name.
We got to name it.
Well, you can check it out. This $1 million given out over this year. It is an ambitious schedule. It is, I'm sure, a lot of hard work behind the scenes, but you're going to help so many folks. Please get out. Once again, kind of the parameters of what we're looking for. You've got literally workforce development, you've got education, you got environmental sustainability, anything that falls under those umbrellas.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And then we'll be back, what, June 11th to announce all the winners. And you have until May 7th at 4:30 p.m. to get your application in. Guys, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be partly sunny with a high of 68. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 47. For Wednesday, 50% chance of showers after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy, high near 68. And Thursday, showers with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 53 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:20.
Affordable Dentures and Implants practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
Hi, this is Dan Martini, letting you know about the first-class service you get with First Mid Insurance Group, providing Central Illinois insurance coverage for over 100 years. We specialize insurance for your business and represent A-rated insurance companies such as West Bend Insurance. We guarantee you superior service, building trust through expertise to help make your business secure. We assess your needs and offer you a variety of insurance products and services. Service, whether it is in response to an insurance claim or just a general question, is the most important value we can offer you. Call us today at 217-877-3344, First Mid Insurance.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday. Good morning and welcome. We are happy to be here with you. Happy to have you here with us on the Big Tuesday Show. That's great. $1 million.
It's very huge for this community. Very huge. I mean, like, in the terms of actually getting things accomplished.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so important.
May, they're going to have community arts, summer grant program, emergency service grants program, financial literacy education program in July, Impact 200 in August, and there's going to be a surprise grant award coming up in the last quarter of the year. It's on and on and on.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. Okay. What do we need to get to here today that we haven't? Oh, book bans. I want to talk about that a little bit. Another record year for that. Yay, us. I really thought I've been surprised several times since I think the onset of COVID, and I don't know that you can blame it all on that, certainly, but that's when things seem to sort of like go off the ramp a little bit as far as going back in time. usually forward progress is enough to keep you moving forward. Maybe you get stopped a little here. There's a pause there. But we generally, as people, don't go back. You know, no one's clamoring to go back to a TV set from the 1980s.
No.
No one's going to go, hey, can I get one of those bag phones? Plugs into my cigarette lighter in my car. No one's really, you know, we might go back in fashion trends or other things, but generally when you evolve, not a political statement, by the way, just meaning as people and you grow and you move forward, we generally keep moving forward. No one's going, can we go back to the way we treated cancer in the 1970s? But in certain areas, we have regressed as people over the last few years. I told you the Bronski beat thing. That was actually controversial in 1984. In the height of AIDS and everything else that was going on, and a young kid from Scotland talking about being alienated from his family and his loved ones and his friends for being gay. Small town boy. That's what it's called. That's what it was about. Did well, though, musically, because young people were listening to it, and it was number three on the charts in the UK. Now it's getting used as montage music on CBS Sports.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's evolution, that's change, that's progress. But yet, it feels like in some ways, that conversation's moving backward. Banning books is moving backward. Reproductive rights, women's health, moving backwards. And I really honestly believed when people would do the abortion argument in politics, whether they were running for governor or state rep or congress, it's like, just stop. The Supreme Court's never going to overturn. I mean, you know, it's not ever going to come back and be a state issue. I mean, I legitimately believed that to my core. That it didn't really matter what side of this thing you were on and what area coming at it from, it wouldn't matter. Could respect your beliefs if you felt very strongly one, but it didn't matter. We were never going to do that. And there were groups going, you wait. Slippery slope. Now, I personally think the slippery slope argument is what keeps us from ever compromising on anything, guns, whatever it might be, right? Because whoever the most fervent, subscribers of that theory, you know, anything is a slippery slope. So you find a hard time getting common ground on anything because you can't move at all, because any move is slippery slope. But it turns out they were right in this regard. So when I see that we literally banned 4,240 books last year. And when I see that one of these books was a Nobel Prize winner, and we've decided, nope, not in public schools.
One of those is Jackie Robinson's biography.
Look, dude, there's that. There's Hank Aaron. There's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, it was Hank, not Jackie Robinson. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but it was Hank.
And then when I see these groups like Moms for Liberty, it is really hard for me to, like, it's hard to get to the top of my most annoying list because there's so many people in line. Right? It's a crowded tent. They might be at the top. Because what they've decided is they don't want anything forced on anyone unless they're the ones deciding what gets forced on someone. It's the most hypocritical stance in all of life. You can't tell me what to do, but I can tell you what to do.
That's essentially these types of arguments.
Yeah. That's all. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Yep.
They want their child protected from X, Y, or Z. So they want every parent to follow the same thing they follow about every. You're not doing anything but forcing your own beliefs on everyone by crying about your beliefs being neglected. A library ought to be a wondrous thing that is full of all kinds of things you don't know and you don't understand and you want to learn about or you're curious about and different opinions and people. It ought to be a magical place that opens you to the world. And what we have turned into is a pain in the ass culture that is persecuting librarians for thinking that way. And denying other kids access to stuff that maybe it's not your cup of tea, doesn't have to be, it's not for you. And then the whole thing misses the entire point is they can get it on their phone. They don't even need this. Now it's just super stupid. Practically speaking, as a cause.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not being successful in your blockade.
You're not even at the block. No. You don't have a blockade.
No.
You just have noise and brag about banning books. Well, let's all get around a fire pit and put on armbands. Congratulations, America. I listen to the political ads when these candidates are running. I took on. You know, they never say the word successfully. Because that would be a qualifier. All right, what did you take on and what did you win? I can take on this window. I don't know what that means. What's the outcome? Why can't you put in the term I successfully took on? Or we took on and won. Over and over and over and over. Look, I'm not saying everything is perfect in public education today. We got a lot of work to do. And some of us would rather just roll up our sleeves and do that work. I walk into a library. And the first thing I ask over the last couple of years is just, are you getting like harassed? Are you getting, beef? And most people go, no.
Right. Just ordering books.
You can walk into the Commons building at Millikan University. Beautiful building. Beautiful. And on your way to the elevator to go up to the floor where they have all of the community events and the dinners or whatever, look at the library. And tell me what harm it's doing. Where are the where are the folks who are being, where is it?
I've not seen any of it. I spent a lot of time in what was Staley Library with many of those same books.
I'm just saying it's a noticeable part of the entryway to the elevator to the thing.
Yeah, it's one of its main
functions. I'm not bringing that up, by the way, for you to get outraged by it. Not you, but generally. Yeah. I'm just saying this isn't a thing to 90% of people.
Right.
I don't understand why we want to go backwards. I really don't. But that's the whole idea, right? Sell you a thing that used to be a thing, that feels nostalgic like a thing, that how dare all these other people have a seat at the table thing.
And at the end of the day, if you are graceful about it or just reasonable about it, mom doesn't want their kid to read this book.
Then don't.
Then, yeah. You shouldn't.
Nobody's forcing anything on anyone.
No.
Except you.
Yeah. And the point being that if that's how you want to go about it, go about it. But don't make that decision for everybody else.
And these politicians that do this, I just don't understand the parents, the people
You have gay people in your life. You have kids trying to understand where they are and who they are and how they fit in the world. And not everything that they get is giving them that kind of reassurance or identity or finding a place. Just like I was looking for a place and literature was such a window into the world. Books. And it's crazy that I'm sitting here today, the age I am, and there was less of this when I was a kid than there is now. Crazy.
But also worth pointing out, to your other point, it's virtually the same in your everyday life. You can still go explore and because it's not an incident in most places.
Yeah, except that we literally have set records.
But, I mean, but
live in Florida, for instance.
But we... there's millions of books. 4,000 is way more than there should be, but it's nowhere near the everyday experience for most people.
I would suggest if you're a gay kid in Florida or Texas, your experience isn't the same as our experience here.
That's correct.
And it's one of the reasons why they run on that. That's what's wrong with us. Don't you ever feel weird goose-stepping into this argument about banning books? How can you be comfortable with that?
And it be a lead topic and it being
a bragging point.
Point of strength from your perspective.
I look in so many areas, like this past month of women's basketball, right?
Yeah.
And a thing that was not a thing to the degree that it is a thing. And I'm so like, the sports arguments don't matter to me. Who's the GOAT? Why didn't whatever? I mean, yes, it was ignored for a long time by me, meaning I didn't watch.
By most.
I didn't have a problem with it, but I didn't watch. I didn't do anything actively to keep it down, but I didn't help lift it up.
It's a good way of putting that.
But you see a young woman come along with the grace of a 50-year-old, you know, at the age of 21, 22, carrying all this on the back, the pressure. This is a college kid. And one of the things she won't get credit for probably at the end of the day was the grace in which she did it all under all of the pressure.
Yeah.
And even at the end of losing games, she was going to do anything she could to pull it out, right? Because she's got that. And so it doesn't matter what I think at the end of the day. What matters is Tanya's middle school daughter who's out 4 hours a day shooting baskets.
Inspired.
Right?
Yeah.
And what that will mean. So I see so much progress. We were at the Lincoln Theater on Saturday night. Walk out of there, and then you get up and you read this stuff, and you just go, how can we be moving forward in so many ways? Setting new bars, setting new expectations, opening up eyes, opening up worlds, connecting like maybe never before, all like fumbling through it because we're humans and we're stupid that way, but kind of trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole bunch of people who go, nope, let's go backwards. We're living in a weird time, and it's not unique. We've had a lot of weird times. We're people. It's what we do. We do weird pretty well. But I didn't know anyone in my life time that liked the sound of, hey, let's get together and ban some books.
I've never seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it on video. I've seen. I remember as a teenager watching C. Dolores Tucker and Tipper Gore.
This is okay. Yeah, album lyrics.
Yeah.
They didn't want to ban them. They wanted to rate them. That was an argument you could go to. All right, so maybe like we rate movies. We rate. You know, you turn on HBO. They tell you what. You know, here's mature audience. You know, thing. That's what they wanted to do.
And I have no problem with that part.
I mean, they took it. The argument was this argument that the artists were using. Yeah. But at the end of the day, they were just saying, look, we had these standards all over entertainment.
Yeah, let's tighten it up. There were extremists. Or
of course there were.
That were using steamrollers or whatever, the flat rollers on them. I remember that.
That was
vividly.
The Dixie Chicks after 9/11.
That too.
That was a whole different argument.
I know. That's another chapter in the same book that's probably banned.
Right. But it's the mean-spirited way they're going after the gay community in particular. This isn't sort of like, I don't want you to have, you know. I mean, there's always been the people who go, well, that Catcher in the Rye is dangerous. And you go, what is wrong with you? You're coming after the chocolate war. I mean, what is wrong with you? But now there's like a mean-spirited thing that is particular in this about race and about sexuality. And there's this fundamental thing that I've always had a hard time understanding about people is that there are so many reasons to like people and or dislike people before getting to the color of their skin or their sexuality. Why do these particular groups bother you as groups? And the idea that we live in the year that we are in, the age that we are in, and what do you think a book is going to turn your kid gay? I mean, what is it that you are literally concerned with?
I don't know. I don't know what the fascination, the fixation, and the severity that it's portrayed as if this doesn't happen, it's all going down a drain.
Yeah. And do you honestly look at life, like in general, just keeping a scorecard as human beings? Do you think we've done a great job with racial relations? Do you think we've done a great job? I mean, like the idea that you want to go back to something.
Some unthinkable stuff.
They don't even want you to know that. How do you learn anything from history if you don't have an accurate reflection of history? How do you not repeat the same mistakes if you don't know what the mistakes were? And then if you bring that up, you're anti-American? I mean, come on. What are you doing? What are you worried about? What are you afraid of? $4,240. Yay, America. I hear the word woke today. And it is amazing, like, how little irony is attached to people appropriating somebody else's word and turning it into something that's bad. And it's just this catch-all phrase that is just used because it's so easy to use that it floats across all of these arguments. DEI, banning books, teaching history as accurate history. There was a great history teacher at Richland for a lot of years by the name of Dr. John Korjalak. Really good history teacher. And had a way of delivery about giving you the lowdown on the history, whether it was Abraham Lincoln or whatever. Yeah, you know, that's kind of the polished version, but, you know, it wasn't nearly as crystal clear as that. You know, and would break down, you know, how did we get into the Civil War? And it wasn't just Abraham Lincoln going, slavery's wrong. It was way more complicated than just that. And I get that the history I learned in grade school when we were coming up on the 200th, you know, the whatever that celebration was, and everybody was into the blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, at the same time, you're trying to stack that up with watching Roots on TV. These are the same people. I get that it's complicated and gray, and it doesn't, you know, you can't just go yay or boo. You know, there's a little of all of that wrapped up into one. But how do you get better as people if you don't have an honest reflection of where we come from and who we are and who we were? How do you even gauge progress if you don't have a thing that we can agree on as the starting point? And how is any of that evil? Now, to look back and go, here's what happened.
Yeah, there's no other way to quantify.
I also don't feel guilty for any of that. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But I understand where we come from. And I understand what the history of all that means to a lot of people. Not just me. What are you afraid of in a book? You don't want your kids to read? Don't let them read. I think it's dumb, but it's your right to do. I mean, you're the parent. Go for it. I want people to be curious about the world and be able to look at it for what it is. And sometimes that's really bad. Sometimes that's really inspiring and everything in between. But I just can't believe we're so comfortable with even saying banned books. Hey, set another record this year. When 10 years ago, this conversation wasn't even a conversation.
And in a modern society, there's even a little irony. Even you touched on it, but a lot of times putting books on those lists that are, and books being the physical form in a library, that list being put out there, people are going to go, what's this about? Google. Oh, there it is right now. You're driving people to the thing that you're trying to keep people away. Happens all the time. You don't believe me? Look at the recent passive banning of adult websites in Texas and look at what the traffic in that area now is. One of the biggest search terms. You are driving people to something else.
Yeah.
And the irony of it.
There's certainly irony. To people who don't do irony at all. I mean, that's like a dead language to them. So that's not even it's worth pointing out. It's not a useful argument to try to persuade.
That was an anecdote at best in the context of what we're talking about.
By the way, this list was put out by the American Library Association. We used to have, I don't know where librarians used to stand, like as far as doctors and nurses, like people that you would put on a platform of being very respected. Mm-hmm. I always kind of felt like I had a super crush on the librarians, not like an infatuation, like crush like that, but like
that
world, they were the gatekeepers of that world in a good way.
Yeah.
Now, I was, even in grade school, a little miffed that they didn't have the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue out in front. See, I was for that whole freedom thing all the way back
then. Yes, National Geographic it is.
Nah. just, man. I don't know why you're afraid of the future. And I don't know why you're afraid of engagement and involvement and learning and growing and being better as people. I think this world is made up of a lot of people that just think everything's gone to hell in a handbasket. And the only way to get that back is to go back in time to some misty memory they have that doesn't have anything to do with the reality of what they're remembering. Dick was playing a throwaway bump song on an 80s soundtrack today that was controversial because it was recognizing that young gay men were being separated from their families and the bigotry and the hate, and was considered to be controversial. Today, it's a bumps music thing that he doesn't even know about.
No context.
Right?
I listened to
that's
the beginning of
progress.
It.
Progress. Let's not go back. Let's keep moving ahead. All right. We got to take a break. Sorry, got a little windy there. Didn't mean to. I just, when I see those headlines, it just drives me crazy.
I get it. A lot of people share that frustration.
Moms for Liberty. The name annoys me. Because my definition of liberty seems to be such a different definition of liberty than they have. Their liberty seems to be pretty tyrannical. Like, we are going to tell you exactly what you can consume under the guise of I'm protecting my children.
Have you actually looked at the literal definition of liberty lately?
Yes. Yes. And that's the crazy thing about it. The state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views.
Restrictions.
Yeah. I'm all for liberty. Let's ban those books.
Let's restrict it.
None of it adds up.
I'm not even mad.
But it sounds good, though, right? Moms for Liberty, like a mom's got superpower.
I'm not even mad you don't want people to read those things. Like, the fine. That's a totally valid perspective to some degree from however you want to say your liberty and then restrict. It's like, what are you doing?
And then when you get to the point where, you know, maybe some of it isn't appropriate for kids of a certain age because of language or whatever, for sure. I'm okay with that. But how in the world are you going to tell me I can't read Hank Aaron's story because in that story he described all the racist mail he got for having the audacity to chase Babe Ruth's record? And the people that were writing that hate mail didn't have any association with Babe Ruth. It was just black man hitting too many home runs. Now, I can't read that, his words. His experience, what he went through, because I got an idiot of a governor by the name of DeSantis who thought he ought to be president of the United States. He decided, we don't really like black people. How else do you describe Hank Aaron's book ending up on this list?
His story is a life story. That's not even a thing of fiction. It's you could cobble together that book. You're not banning the thing.
I'm just telling me if this isn't some way hateful and mean-spirited and ugly, how do you explain his book falling under the parameters of these watchdog groups and Moms for Liberty and these people who are self-appointed restrictors of freedom? How does it end up there? Because we don't want to admit the quiet part out loud in that there's still a lot of people in this country who are racist to their core. And there were a lot of people in the 1970s when he was chasing this record that for no other reason, because they didn't grow up with Babe Ruth. And there was nothing about Hank Aaron that was unlikable or controversial or anything other than he was just a great baseball player chasing a record.
And to all accounts, a good guy.
Yeah. And then we found out after the fact the ugly side. And we don't want to recognize that. We don't want to acknowledge that. We want to pretend like it doesn't exist. And we want to act like he can't even tell his story because it makes us uncomfortable. Explain to me. If you can argue to me how that book is on this list, I'll listen to you. But I don't think you can. All right. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast. Back with more after this.
Today's going to be partly sunny with a high of 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 47. For Wednesday, 50% chance of rain from 2 o'clock on. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a high of 68. Then Thursday, showers and a high of 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 55 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:52.
For 24 years, the Community Foundation of Macon County has connected the philanthropic goals of donors with community needs. This is Chris Lutt, Foundation Board Chair, and I'm honored to share that we have a new name, the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. We've grown to over 400 funds established by individuals, families, businesses, agencies, and organizations to benefit a variety of community causes. Because of donor generosity, we've surpassed $50 million in awarded grants and scholarships. And in addition to serving Macon County, we've now grown to serve neighboring counties, Piatt and Moultrie, in the heart of central Illinois. We're creating a better future through philanthropy that allows all to live, learn, work, and thrive. If you are interested in learning how you can work with the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation, call today at 217-429-3000 or visit our website at heartofillinois.org.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Fairchild from Hickory Point Bank. Whether you're looking for a loan to expand your business or a service-minded place to do your everyday banking, experience counts. And here at Hickory Point Bank, we have years and years of it. But experience doesn't just mean longevity. It means knowing when to rely on the tried and true and when to offer a more innovative solution. It means using everything we've learned to meet the banking needs of people just like you. Hickory Point Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
By the way, I figured out how to solve Marvel's problem over the weekend, and they do have a problem.
What's that?
They got to go back to the X-Men. They now have the ability to do that. And I know Wolverine's coming in, you know,
the cartoon is on fire.
I guess that's not my thing, but clearly know that it is a huge thing.
Yep.
97 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I went back and watched a couple of the films over the last week, from the series. And when done well, they were done very, very well.
Yeah, I agree.
And when I was a kid, it was the X-Men, not the Avengers. I mean, the X-Men was John Byrne and Chris Claremont. I mean, it was the premier, the top, the Hellfire Club, the Dark Phoenix, Days of Future Past. I mean, all that was as big as it was in comic books.
And then relaunched around my childhood, around this 1997 cartoon, I had the same experience.
Right. And that you wouldn't have the Marvel universe today. Everybody likes to go to the first Iron Man, go to the X. I mean, that's still one of the largest grossing franchises of all time.
For sure.
In a time where they couldn't do it as well.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Time when Hugh Jackman was just a kid and not even a star in any way at all.
Right.
And then I think if they took in mind, if you look at X-Men First Class, which was the reboot with a young Charles Xavier. Yes. And a young Magneto and a young, and you do that today. Mm-hmm. With what you can do on film today and you get the star power in it, that will reboot Marvel in a heartbeat if done well.
I agree. And the crossovers can kind of venture off from there, because those world, you end up with Deadpool, you end up with, there is crossover.
And Deadpool's its own thing, and it's always going to be its own thing.
Which is on just awesome. 5 stars. Last one was 4.5 stars.
Yes. The last one was like, I felt like a little bit like, okay, you can just quit throwing everything, including the sink, at everything, right?
Yes, yeah. He could have dialed it back just a scotch. Yeah. But I think he was.
Except the scene with the little legs, which was fantastic.
I love Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
It's Deadpool.
So you've got that. But, I mean, all this other stuff, they're just not making. I mean, it's just not, it's not resonating with people. And the reason it isn't is because it's not these great storylines.
Yeah.
That they're pulling from. They're pulling from source material that stood the test of time with kids and adults alike that had investment in these characters.
Yep.
And the X-Men was about Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And it was about all these things we've just been talking about was why that comic book was created.
Yeah. And each of the individual people at Xavier School could be somebody that I'm the nerd.
But it was about race relations and about people being treated differently and about rights and about acceptance. I mean, the message all sits in 2024 the way it was in 1967.
Oh, yeah. The exact story could be overlaid right now.
So quit with the Doctor Strange and quit with the Marvels. And I mean, this stuff is just tanking at the box office.
Yeah.
You've got property now that you didn't have 10 years ago that you have now. Man, I think I'd just wipe the slate clean and start over right there.
That would be a great place to start, I think. I agree.
Song would be a great place to start. Or yeah, not stop.
Yeah, I think it just sort of decided to do an update.
All right, well, that happens. I'll walk it up to the end of the hour the old-fashioned way. If you haven't watched those movies in a while, I would suggest you go back and do so. And I think the two best were Days of Future Past and the First Class movies. That first one combines both of the cast in a great way.
Yeah.
And it was really well done. Anyway, that's where Marvel ought to start, in my opinion.
Good plan, Brian.
Thank you. We will be back with you tomorrow, bright and early, 6 a.m. Have a great day and enjoy the sunshine. We'll see you tomorrow.
WSOY Decatur and W277 DB Decatur. WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Transportation is asking the public for feedback on the state's transportation system and the department's overall performance. The annual Illinois Traveler Opinion Survey is available online through April 26th. You can visit idot.illinois.gov. The survey is a chance for people to give their opinions on a range of topics. This year's survey covers road conditions, ice and snow removal, planning priorities, electronic vehicles, and more. Almost $100,000 in grants have been awarded for more than 100 field trips with more than 6,600 students to state parks, natural areas, museums, and other natural resources sites this year. The funding comes from...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.